What do you mean, there we go? Are we live?
We're live now. Yes. What's up? What's up, fuckers?
What's up, fuckers?
It's your boy, Vexy Sean.
And super very cool guy.
We're the opinionated streamers. Hey, dude, we're getting better, dude. That was pretty good.
That was a clean one.
That was clean.
It's because now I can actually... I changed my setup, so now I can actually see my camera fully, so
oh, there
it's not
go.
On my second monitor. I don't have to look at my second monitor. Everything's like right here in front of me.
That's good.
Since you're gonna screen share it,
because before you'd be like not even close to the fucking side of the camera.
It's because what would happen is I would literally have to look at my second monitor and like try to like gauge it, and then it was like a little slight delay, so I'd have to like fix it. But with the delay, but now I don't have to. Boom,
right there,
top right corner. Boom.
Good shit, dude. We're improving, getting better every day. Easy. All right, man. What's new with you, dude? How's the tournaments going?
What's new with me? Everything's going really well. I signed to a team.
That's fucking big news. What's it called?
Yeah, signed to Knock Gaming.
Knock Gaming, new org?
It is a new org, it's a new org with like late org game intentions. So it's cool.
Yeah,
but the guy who runs the orgs.
They got a lot of like org type of shit, like giving you, like they got logos and they got fucking like merch.
Yeah,
and
they
shit
got
like
a
that.
Logos, merch. They're already sponsored by a couple people, which.
And what's it for? What game?
For Warzone.
God, Warzone, dude. It's fucking. It's poggers. What kind of merch and shit they got for you?
They got shirts, sweats, jerseys. Or the jerseys, they're not really jerseys. They're like, from what I understand, they're like fitted shirts that are like have the logo. I haven't seen them yet.
Okay. Yeah, because they're new. So I'm sure they're still getting shit together.
So they it shipped yesterday, so I should be receiving them, you know,
soon,
within the next couple days. Yeah,
that's what's up, dude. That's awesome. So Warzone's looking pretty good for you then, huh?
Yes,
that's awesome. You were in a few tournaments this week, right? Since the last podcast.
I was, yeah, quite a few tournaments, actually. 5 tournaments.
Jeez, how those been going?
Good. We took a third place in 3 tournaments in a row. So
damn. That is good.
So yeah, it's pretty good.
You got a roster?
We won one tournament as well. No roster yet. See, I'm waiting.
Because you're team captain, right?
Yeah. So basically, I'm the one who's going to sign the roster. I'm the team manager, team captain. So I'm the one that's going to sign the roster. I'm the one that's going to move forward with all of that. The issue we're running into now is that I have a buddy who is going to go on a 6-month voyage. but it got canceled, so he's going to come back. So now I need to decide. And if leagues start, you know, leagues will be 2v2s. So it's kind of like I'll sign 2 teams then until 4 start.
Oh, shit. Okay. It'll be 2v2s for, like, duos in Warzone or for the multiplayer?
No, for more Warzone. So, like, if leagues start right now with no custom lobbies, it'll just be 2v2. It's, like, 2 people on this team, 2 people on this team will join a game. They'll fight, they'll play the game however, and then whatever team has more kills will move on to the next round or the next, you know, they'll win that round depending if it's best of 3 or best of 1, etc.
Gotcha. Well, that's fucking awesome, dude. I hear there's a big hackers and cheaters issue coming into Warzone lately.
Well, I think with any free game, you're gonna be given. Okay, you know, let's just transition.
I'm transitioning so perfectly into that.
Yeah, no, that was good. That was good. Yeah, that was good. Thanks. Let's transition.
All right, so our first topic is about hackers and cheaters, dudes.
Okay.
So, this is fucking new shit, dude. This is fucking awesome.
Right.
So we got Call of Duty hackers and cheaters fucking exploiting the shit out of the game. You know, they're out there just laser beaming people using aim hacks and shit. It's fucking really annoying. So I've never heard of anybody handling, any game developer handling the situation this way. But if you're like, if it looks like you're hacking, they're just gonna throw you into a game where everybody else is hacking. So all the hackers just get pulled together. And that feeling for hackers where they're like, when they play a game, when their hacks are off, they feel like shit because they can't play the game. They don't have fun because they die all the time because they're not good at any video games. And so that's why they hack. But now, if you're playing against all other hackers, dude, then you still suck at the game. Just ruin their lives, dude. It's fucking, this sounds phenomenal, dude. And that's a game I'd love to watch, dude. Just a fucking 150 hackers, dude.
I was going to say that. That seems like it would be a blast to watch.
Hell yeah, dude. Everybody's got aimbots. Everybody's got wall hacks. Everybody's
Everybody knows where everybody's at.
Yeah. And you know what? I guarantee you, in that, you would think like that'd be super high-packed, like super fast-paced, super fucking kill high kill scores. But no, actually what I think would happen is just everybody who hacks is really bad at the game, right? So if they know they're in a game with 149 other hackers, you just see 150 people sitting on rooftops and sitting in buildings because they're all bad at the game, so they don't know what to do, and they're all just going to hide the entire game.
Right.
Guarantee it. So actually, I'm not sure. Depends. If they all just bang out, then it would be super fun, but I have a feeling that they'll all just like kind of hide, you know?
Dude, I have a take on this.
Yeah.
A pro scene of just hackers.
Whole.
Like, terrible players. Oh, like, okay, yeah. Okay, hear me out. Have you ever seen a hacker and you spectate him and, like, it takes them 5 minutes to pick something off the ground so you can tell they're, like, a just terrible player, but they just have aimbots so they can hit every bullet?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we do. Like, every time we get killed by a hacker, we just watch them. And their, like, movement is so bad, dude. It, like, hurts me that this is the guy. Like, even with hacks, this guy killed
me. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, could you imagine this, a lobby full of terrible players? Their movement's terrible, they're terrible, but like it hit every single shot. Like that would be actually so much fun to watch, dude.
I'd watch the fuck out of that, dude. Plus, like, it'll be a competition on who can use hacks the best. You know what I mean? Like, who's the best hacker, you know?
Right.
And, dude, like, imagine, like, you using a hack, right? Somebody who places consistently high in tournaments without hacks and shit like that. Put some hacks in your hands, dude. You go compete in a hacker tournament, dude. Just imagine. You'd be killing everybody. It'd be insane.
It's a little bit off topic, but hackers? Dude, it's crazy. Like, for example, does anyone remember when PUBG had their big wave of ban hackers hacking?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a year and a half after the game came out, and they banned, like, literally like 20 pros for hacking.
Yeah, there was like hackers in like on professional teams and shit. It was nuts.
Yeah, and that was like mind-blowing to me because it was like, how much money did these dudes win? They were salaried, like,
yeah,
and they were hacking the entire time and nobody was suspect. Like, for it's crazy year. To me. So
yeah,
I think hacks in a good player's hand is scary.
Hell yeah, dude. Also, they're going to make it easier, because like right now it's impossible to report somebody who's hacking
Warzone. Ooh, yeah.
They're going to be adding, they haven't done it yet, but they're talking about adding in when you're spectating somebody, having the report button there.
Right.
Which I think is a good call too, because like if you try to report somebody before watching their gameplay, like I think in order to report somebody, you should watch them for a little bit before. So I think it's good to put the report button while you're watching them play, because that encourages people to watch them and see if they are hacking, rather than, oh, I died to a hacker, I'm just going to report them off the bat, like, just because I think I died to a hack. Instead, it forces you to watch them a little bit, you know? So.
Now, if I'm mistaken, they're going to put the, you can report them on death, right? So you can actually just sit there and mass report everybody.
Oh, true.
So, yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what I read. that they're going to put it on the kill camera, which is like the camera, the video it shows you right as you die. So like you can potentially just ban every, or not ban, but report everyone that, you know what I mean, that kills you.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. Could be bad, could be good.
Yeah. And apparently they're giving you, like, in League of Legends, when you report somebody, they give you, like, a live notification saying, hey, this person was banned that you reported. Mm. They're adding that to the game, too, which is cool. Because, dude, a lot of the times when you report someone, you're like, ah, that fucking... Sometimes it doesn't even feel, like, worth it to report somebody because you're like, ah, they're not going to look into it. It's whatever. Just another hacker gets away with it, you know? But right. When they tell you that that person that you reported was banned... It makes you feel good. It encourages you to do it in the future, you know?
It does, dude. But so. I'll say this. On League, I used to just report everybody then. For, like, no reason. I literally would just, after every game, report 9 people. Like, even my own duo partners. Like, I would just report everybody. Just because, like, you'd be surprised. Like, they get banned for the dumbest stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit always came up.
That's actually hilarious. Like, you just do it, and you're like, oh, I guess he was an asshole, or he was hacking, or he did something.
I did my job.
Yeah, good for you, bud. You made Riot's, like, hacking department, like, work extra hard. It's like, well, why do you report this guy? This guy's, like, the nicest person in the world. He had, like, a 0-10 score. He wasn't inting. Like, and why is he making me look at this guy? You know, but you fucking give him 9 people per game to look at.
Yeah. I just feel like I made their job worthwhile.
Yeah, like, well, you kept them employed. Yeah, they had more work to do. Good for you, Travis. Dude, good job. Yeah, I'm telling you, though, like, a lot of the times, like, it's a little off subject, but I feel like if it wasn't for stupid people in general, like, stupid people when it comes to customers, if they didn't exist, if there were no stupid customers, a lot of customer service people would be out of the job. A lot of fucking, like, people that work in that type of industry would be out of the job. Like, the reason why there's such a huge customer service workforce is because so many customers are, like, the dumbest people on the planet. And, dude, like, can you imagine? Like, your stupidity literally funds an entire career. You know what I mean? Like,
if it you was... Know, I do what I can, dude.
I don't mean you specifically. I meant, like, in general with customer service
stuff. Right, right, right. No. It's true. It's true, though.
Yeah. Well, let's move on, dude. I don't have a good transition for this, but... So, now that there's been, like, a shitload of coronavirus and social distancing, people have been picking up video games, and for some reason, news reporters and, like... They wanted to know, what's the long-term effects, dude? What's the long-term effect of people gaming for too long? You know what I mean? And this is what they came up with. This is what every gamer is going to look like. They don't even give you, like, a time frame. Like, 5 years? 10 years? Like, what is this? This guy doesn't look older than, like, 50, right? So this is, like... You're guaranteed... Go ahead.
Can I tell you something, though? The other day I was watching, a lot of people have seen it. It has, like, almost a million views, but Tim the Tatman has a clip where he takes his headset off.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, wait a minute, do I have a fucking dent in my head? And he's, like, turning sideways and he's looking, and legitimately he has a dent in his head. Wait, do I have a dent in my head?
Dude, you do. It's a bald thing, dude.
It's my hair, though.
No. My head. If you had your hair shaved, you'd have it, dude. I get it, too. It's just a bald-headed thing, dude. You get, like, a little dent. From you, it's just a skin. Your skin's pressed down a little bit. If you like, when you wake up in the morning, it's not there anymore. And I wanted to talk about that today. I wanted to talk about that Tim the Tatman fucking clip because I get it too, dude. And I bet you every bald person gets that shit.
Okay, well, some of us are bald by choice, so
I am by choice. Okay,
okay, buddy.
Okay, it's a choice. Okay.
Okay, dude. We all believe you, buddy.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you think this guy would look just a little bit better if he shaved his head? Tell me, yeah, like, at least it wouldn't go up. We'd go up a little bit more in attractiveness, for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not bald, though.
Well, first of all, who has hair like this guy? Look at his hair. He's, like, missing... It's, like, patched out to the...
Dude, look at the little. You see the chin hairs? Little chin hairs right there? What the fuck is that?
And why did they add
that? I don't know. And why does he have like a brick in his stomach, dude? You see this fucking stomach? Why is it so flat? Like it goes all the way out, but doesn't round off. It just goes. It's like a flat fucking brick.
This is so bad, dude.
Like, who made this? Dude, this is ridiculous. But anyways, they fucking... So, with the increase of people playing, I guess people are trying to... Don't get too attached to gaming or you look like this. Even though there's, like, fucking tons of gamers, right? That have been gaming for 20, 30 years by this point. And they don't look like this. No person on the planet looks like this fucking person, dude. What they... This is an alien, dude. And they even put the shirt on Future Gamer, dude. Like, what the fuck? And I actually love that. Future Gamer. He hasn't gamed yet. He's going to game in the future, dude. This is what he looks like before games. This looks like the shirt. Like, those cute shirts you put on of babies. Future Gamer. Like, he's going to be a gamer when he grows up. And that's what this guy's wearing.
Oh, God, dude.
It's fucking hilarious, dude. Oh, yeah, and they even, they break it down,
let's read this.
First of all, there's two things I want to note. One, why is his left arm so much longer than his right arm? I don't understand why that's happening.
It's part of gaming. Maybe it's one of the things.
True. No, that's true. It's because when you game... You have one hand that's kind of, like, bent for the mouse, and the other hand's kind of, like, the left hand's all straightened for the keyboard, so your right arm shrinks, obviously.
Okay.
Second of all, did you know that gaming inverts your penis into a vagina? Because this guy has a camel toe the size of Texas, dude. Like...
That explains a lot, actually.
It explains a lot. Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Okay. Alright.
Okay. Can you just read the things, please? I want to know. Dude.
Indented skull, dude. From wearing,
went over that.
From wearing the headsets. Bald patches. Okay. Lack of sunlight and vitamin D.
Okay.
Which I didn't know. Like, don't people who, like, spend too much time out in the sun, don't they lose their hair? Like, I thought that's, like, preventative.
I don't know.
Dark circles on the eyes from sleep deprivation. Which isn't a gaming thing, right? That's just irresponsible sleep schedule. That's not even, like, related to gaming. bloodshot eyes.
That can be from many things.
Yeah. Plus, we live in a day and age where everybody stares in front of a computer, like, all day long for work and for, like, fucking everything. You know what I mean? Not to mention, like, staring at your cell phone all day. Like, this isn't a gaming-specific issue. Just throwing that out there. Hairy ears because of no air circulation because of headphones. This might be true, because I started growing hair in my ears, and I don't like it. So, this might be true. 1 for 5. Alright, 1 for 5.
That's an old thing, dude.
No, it's not.
He turned
30. I'm not old, though.
He turned 30, and he turned 30. You're growing hair in your ears.
You didn't know, dude, this guy's actually 22 years old.
Okay.
Rounded shoulders.
I feel like I have rounded shoulders.
I feel like our shoulders are just naturally round. Like, that's what the shape of a shoulder is.
Does this guy mean, like, his rounded back?
No, because hunchback. They already got that one. But on top... Like, who games like
this,
how
do you make his body?
I don't know, dude.
I can't do it. Okay.
Eczema. Stress induced. Okay. Gaming is very stressful, dude.
It is. I respect that one.
Obese. Again, not a gaming issue, dude. That's straight up, like, food consumption.
That's an American... Oh, yeah, food consumption issue.
Which is American as well.
That's an American issue.
Look, all right, fat people exist across the world. I don't want to hear about it, okay? Pale skin, Travis.
Okay.
Can you tell us, yesterday you looked like a fucking ghost. Why don't you look like a ghost today, dude? What extra steps did you have to take to fucking counteract your pale skin?
Let me explain the struggles of having pale skin. One, on my second monitor, I have a black screen right now as a screensaver. I have it blown up, so it's black and it radiates like a black light onto me. And on this monitor, I have another... I'm going to turn Discord to dark mode so everything's black and open up the video that way. So I had to turn my monitors black, or else, if I had them white, this is what you'd see.
Like he's like glowing from radiation or some shit, dude.
Oh, that's not even it. That's only one of them here. This is what you would see if I had them. I literally just glow, dude.
So or look at our last podcast, dude. Our last podcast had him the whole podcast. It's the brightest fucking thing.
So basically, I have to darken down my monitors so my pale skin.
Dude, you know what's fucking crazy too, dude? Is I remember showing him like a clip from the podcast last week, and he's like, "Dude, why am I so fucking bright?" And apparently, that irked him to the point. Like me and every one of Travis's friends have always tried to get him to switch to dark mode on everything. Right? Dark mode Discord, dark mode Twitter. Stop using the Internet Explorer, please. But he won't. He won't do it for the life of him. But he was irked so hard by how bright his skin was that he actually switched to dark mode on Discord, dude. This is like 5 years in the making to get him to fucking change that shit to dark mode, dude.
It is.
Fucking time, dude. But we're glad to have you to dark on the dark mode side, dude. Blistered fingertips.
I've been gaming my whole life and I've never had that.
Yeah. That seems like a really weird thing. And I console played like all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, when I was younger. So, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about with that. PlayStation Thumb. Which is...
What the hell's that?
Receptive strain injury from excessive use of a controller. Well, just use an Xbox then, I guess. Did you hear that, PlayStation, dude? Shots fired, dude. But if you have a Nintendo, that's not going to save you because you got Nintendo arthritis over here, dude.
I feel like this.
They're just
guy
making shit up, dude.
I feel like this guy who made this is the guy in the picture, and he took a picture of himself, animated it, and was like, "This is what you'll look like." I feel like that he just has, like, issues, and he's just, like,
trying to... It has to be because of gaming.
Yeah, like, blaming on something.
Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, and trigger finger. So you got PlayStation Thumb, Nintendo Arthritis, and trigger finger, which is a receptive strain injury. They're all strain-related, I guess. But, yeah. Fucking... Dude, swollen ankles, man. Come on.
Joe Marie said that the blisters are from the N64 game, the party game we had to...
That's true, dude. I hated the fucking dude.
Row the boat.
Man. True. That is true, dude. Swollen ankles?
Okay. Wait. Yeah. Is this gamer pregnant? Wait, why is his ankle swollen? I feel like that's the least of our issues. I've never gamed for 10 hours, gotten up and been like, oh, man, my legs hurt. You know what I mean? Like, this is not a thing.
My ankles are swollen. I need an ice bath for my feet. Nah, I've never seen that before. But anyways, this was just... I was looking at news for gaming. Just fucking came across this, dude. And I was like, wow, they really took it to another fucking level. Like, this is just insane. This is insanity, dude. Look at this person. This is not... There's a reason why they had to create an animation of this person. Because they could... There's nothing on this planet that looks like that, dude. That's just disgusting. Also, seems a little racist that they made him look a little Asian, dude. That's fucked up. Okay? Just saying, off the bat, Mr. SOC Entertainment News, whatever fucking article this is from, it's fucked up. Anyways.
Oh my god.
That was fucking, what a great article, dude. It's perfect.
Okay, all right.
How does his neck
okay.
have 90 degree angle? All right, you set us up for this next one, man.
Hold on. Trying to think of a good transition. Have you ever pissed somebody off in a game and they say, I'm going to find your address and I'm going to hurt you? Could gaming put your privacy? Oh, privacy. Oh, wait, hold on.
No, yeah, privacy at risk. No, you were. Oh, that yeah, was yeah. solid. That was
Could
solid.
Could gaming put your privacy at risk?
What a hot take. Yeah, actually, that I didn't even think about, like, the people who legit fucking are like, yo, I'm going to fucking find where you live. Dude, I don't think people really say that anymore these days, but growing up, 100%, dude, on Xbox Live, dude, people would be like, I'm going to find where you live, and I'm going to fucking do a lot of stuff that probably can't say on Twitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so fucking Valorant, dude. Not only does their anti-cheat system not work, but apparently it also steals all of the information off your PC. They claim they don't do anything with it. But dude, do you want all of your fucking information on your PC to be given to Riot Games, dude? Which is owned by Tencent, which is from China, which is also from where the coronavirus is from? Mind fucking blown, dude! No, you don't want that, dude. No, but you don't want your fucking information being given out like that, dude. Just saying.
Holy this is shit, nuts, dude. That was a stretch there. You know that? That was
I don't think
stretch,
so, dude.
Dude.
You gotta find the... You gotta connect the dots, dude. Okay?
I didn't know that about the... the anti-cheat, though.
Yeah, the anti-cheat. They have to dig into your PC in order to find the cheats that you're using. So they have access to all your drives. They have access to all your... Fucking, like, everything on your PC. Every single fucking aspect of it. You got some stuff you don't want them to see on your PC there, Travis?
No. But the...
Got some spicy memes on there, dude?
you don't want really those... spicy memes. Yeah, well, that's why I don't play it, so...
Yeah, right? Apparently, even if you don't play it, but you have it installed on your computer, the anti-cheat system's still working. So,
but I uninstalled it the first day I downloaded it.
Good call. Because of the anti-cheat, right? Not for any other reason?
Yeah, because of the anti-cheat.
Alright, yeah, there's not much else to say on it. Just fucking... You know, it's the most popular game in the world right now, so just saying, all you people, watch out, bud. So,
ooh, speaking, but on the positive side of that, hold on, yeah. Before you go, if you wanted to get investigated by the FBI, you should download some sketchy shit on your computer.
Yeah, dude. Research how to make a bomb. Research
this
how...
This is the time.
Yeah, how to hide a body. But do all that after you download the game.
Right, yeah, download the game... And then do a bunch of sketchy shit on your computer, and you'll have yourself your own FBI agent.
Let me ask you something, dude. Let me ask you something.
Okay, go ahead.
Have you ever wondered if you have, like, family members or, like, a family member that's in prison and, you know, like, their visiting hours are just, they're not matching up with your personal schedule. Like, it's just really hard to, like, you know, go see your family member. Well, not anymore. Because you can go to prison for the low fee of free. If you download Valorant and get the anti-cheat, dude, let's go. You can visit your dad every day, dude.
Fuck it. Download Valorant. You can be in jail, too. Okay.
The more you know, dude.
Life hack.
Life, well, anti-hack, dude. Life anti-hack. All right. Speaking of,
wow.
We're on a roll today, dude. Lots of good jokes. So speaking of new shit coming out, dude. You got all these events that are canceled because of the coronavirus, right? All the new games that are coming out that are supposed to be shown at E3 and apparently Gamescom and fucking all these other, like, events, right? So Gamescom, this is the first one that I've heard that are going to do their event still, but on a digital venue. So now you can actually watch it from the comfort of your own home, which actually saves you a shitload of money on prices, like, flying out to wherever it is, buying tickets for the place, buying hotel rooms and shit.
I feel like all these events could be done online. I feel like most E3 is done through the viewership of online.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all of these events could do all of them online, and they would not take a single dollar hit.
I don't know about... No, I think they'll take a huge hit, right? Because the ticket sales, I'm sure.
I mean, I guess, but in the grand scheme of things, like, you figure what? Tickets, $100. And that's, there's no way, dude. Like, TwitchCon tickets aren't even $100 at the door.
Yeah.
You figure a ticket's $100.
Okay.
How many people can go to one of these venues? TwitchCon, it could be like a couple thousand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There can't be like 100,000 people.
True. Well, let me put it this way. How else do the events make money if not for the sales of the tickets and all the purchases made in the event? Like, if it's free on a digital service, that all drops down to zero, right? Right, they don't make money off the sales of the games, you know what I mean?
But, like, E3, like, most of E3 is just an information, sponsors. Right? Like most E3 is really just information. There's no, like... It's not like that's how E3 makes their money. They make their money off the sales of the games, off the things they're producing.
Well, like E3 these events, and stuff, I figure they don't produce the games though. They just showcase them.
I mean, I guess you're right, but I'm saying like all these companies could easily do it online. Yeah, like, I guess it would hurt E3, but it's not gonna hurt any of these companies.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Any game company, that's not gonna hurt if they just did it online. Like, it's not gonna hurt. It's not gonna hurt anything.
Yeah. Well, like Trident just said. Sponsors. So that's how they can, I guess that's a good avenue for them to make money. Because they're still going to make sponsor money, right? Like PlayStation's still going to pay them. Tencent or fucking Treyarch is going to pay them. You know, all the companies that are making these games are still going to pay them to feature their games or their products on the digital service. And that's probably where most of their money comes from anyways. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Ticket sales, I'm sure, are huge. You know what I mean? Let's say 1,000 people. I don't know, dude. Run ads on it.
Yeah. I just think in the fucking grand scheme of things, like, E3 doesn't make anybody, aside from, like, E3, that much money.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't... I don't think they help that much. I think it's cool for the gamers to go and, like, do, and I think they should be there for sure, but... In the grand scheme of things, when Call of Duty has 30 million copies sold and has made like $500 million in 2 months, how much really do you guys think E3 makes?
Yeah, true.
There's no way it makes $1 million in a day. It's impossible. Unless it has 100,000 people there, it's not making $1 million. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not. So in the grand scheme of things, when Warzone has made like over $20 million a day for the last how long? Like, this is so minuscule to these companies. Like, this is nothing. This is literally just like, you know what
I mean?
Like,
yeah. Well, I was more thinking of how E3 as a company would be affected by it, which they'll probably they'll be gone, basically. There's no need for that company anymore, so they just need to shut down. PlayStation's not going anymore. They didn't go last year, and they're not going this
year. They haven't been going. PlayStation hasn't been going for the last two now, right? It was something like that.
So, I think we're just done with them, you know what I mean? Which kind of, you know, sucks for the owner of the company or whatever, but we just don't need them, you know? There's no need for that service. And honestly, coronavirus just expedited that process, because I feel like we would have gotten there eventually. It's just, now it's right in your face, like, hey, we don't fucking need this. We're still going to be able to showcase this shit. We needed the coronavirus to show us that we need to take the initiative to showcase our shit. Because PlayStation's doing it on their own channels, you know what I mean? what, Call of Duty Warzone came out without being featured on major platform places and stuff. So, yeah, companies are going to be good. I think it might hurt, those no-name, what do you call them? The no-name games that come out.
The indie games. Indie games coming out, things like that, yeah.
It might hurt them.
I feel that.
Yeah.
And Desire is a good point, too. Like, it's just, basically buying ad space for, a Super Bowl. I get that for sure. I'm just saying, it's just so minuscule, how much... I guess E3 is well known, but, they could do it. I just think they can do it without it.
yeah. Speaking of, shit, you were talking about Warzone making so much money as a free game, right?
Right.
It's funny to hear that something that's free is still able to make so much money. You know, it's almost like you don't have to keep asking people to give you money all the time in order to offer free content. And there's somebody that has a really hot take on that subject. And her name is Invader Vi? Is that how you say her name? Invader V?
I don't know, dude, but this is...
I'm so excited for this, dude.
I'm sure everyone has seen the videos. Yeah. So we're not going to tell you anything. We're just going to...
showcase it a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So there's one big clip that's flying around, but I figured it'd be in your guys' best interest, for those of you guys who don't know what's going on here, to kind of give you a look into the life of, or the stream of this person. And just keep in mind, I didn't have to go searching through multiple VODs to find shit like this. This is just in the last 24 hours. Or the last, no, the 19th, so the last 4 days, 3 days. So let's start off with this one. And you can hear the audio, right? Travis? Not right now.
We haven't played it yet.
Yeah, but I'm just...
I think so.
Okay. All right, so this is the first, because I have a few clips that I didn't send you, and this might be one of them.
I have to panic. I have to panic. It's a bad day. Also, we have zero subs, we have zero bits, we have zero anything. It's a bad day. No one's subbing. The channel is dying. The dress is cute. But the content, where is it?
Okay, I get it, you know, some people stress out, you know, when, you know, streaming is their full-time job, and they're like, well, today's a bad day, dude, I haven't gotten any money, and I'm kind of scared, you know, I mean, I get it, you know, as long as it's like, you know, a one-off, and it's not happening every fucking day, you know.
But wait,
let's take a look at another day where...
If you guys are working your butts off, please, 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 all that I ask of you is one day instead of buying, an extra treat that is sweet and will make your ass fat, I request that you sub to me so I can buy a sweet treat and continuously fatten up my ass. I think one of the nicest things that...
She goes into Destiny saying that she's got a really nice ass, apparently. So, yeah, you know what? Don't treat yourself, treat me. Because I need some sweet shit to make my ass fat. Okay. You know... Some people slip up every now and again. You know, they say some stupid shit. Makes sense, dude. It's fine. We'll let it pass.
I really like it, Kazay. I really do. You are gorgeous, V. Matt, stop it. Don't say that without subbing. Is that T?
You're not allowed to say that without subbing to me. You can't call me fucking cute. How fucking dare... Without giving me $5 first. Unbelievable. She's got a good point, dude. Don't... You know what? Everybody in chat, stop talking until you've given me $5, okay? Okay? Now, you might be saying to yourself, Sean, you're nitpicking. You're nitpicking here, right? There's no way that her entire channel's always about this. There's no way. Well, I have a surprise for you guys.
Okay.
This is the one that everybody's seen already. But I had to give you the little backstory, so it's not just this one clip, you know.
How are you doing, V? I would be better if you subbed to me.
Oh no, sorry. No, there's another one. This isn't the clip. Sorry, I forgot how many times she asked. I forgot how many times she asked for subs. I was so ill prepared for how many times, even though I've already seen these clips, I forgot how many times. Okay. This one is the one, dude.
Okay. But it's $5 and we're on Twitch.
Oh, wait. No, it's this one. Okay, that next one was in the wrong place.
It doesn't really matter how much money you make or how much money you have. That's really the thing. Because I'm not asking you for a large financial contribution. If it costs $20 to sub, $20 is quite a bit of money. $20 is you can get a full meal for $20. And the difference of $20 and eating a meal is in that $20. Like, that's where it is. But a sub is $5. At maximum, in whatever your currency is, it's maybe $10. And it doesn't matter how broke you are. If you have time to watch Twitch, you have $10, truly. If you don't have $10, you probably don't have time to watch Twitch because you should be working. You should be trying to earn money. It's not a ton. It's not like a ton of money. So being like, I'm broke, I can't afford to sub, that doesn't really track. What you mean to say is, I'm so irresponsible with my money, I can't support the entertainment that I enjoy. That's what that
is. Holy. There's something about how she says it, dude. Like, that condescending fucking tone is just...
Dude, that was, like, pure evil. Like, how she said that, you know, like, she meant it.
Yeah, holy, like, hard. Crap. Well, not only is it how she said it in this that makes us think, like, she really meant it, it's also the 7 clips I just showed. You know what I mean? Like, she means this shit, dude. She really does.
Did you, do you happen to have the apology on here?
I do, yeah. It's coming up.
Okay.
So, when she says what you mean to say is that you're too irresponsible with your money, she doesn't quite understand how this whole thing works. It's not that they're irresponsible with their money. They're actually very responsible with their money because they're not wasting their money on you. They're actually really responsible. And not to mention the fact that, like, she's trying to tell us, like, that we have to pay for the free entertainment that she offers. I don't think she understands, like, how free entertainment works, dude. Like, not only are you getting ad revenue on every single fucking person that's in your stream, as long as they don't have ad blocker on, every person that's watching you boosts your numbers up so that more people find your stream, and those people that find your stream, they might donate to you, or they might sub to you. And it's just mind-boggling to me that somebody can be so fucking oblivious.
Dude, the way she says it is just like the most piece of shit. Like, that's not what you mean. You mean you're so irresponsible that you can't afford the entertainment. I'm like, oh my god, dude.
They just want to fucking
punch her, dude. Jesus Christ.
But we don't hit ladies. But we want... Not gonna offend... Not... You know, it sickens me, dude. Makes me real sick, dude. I, like, actually shake a little bit when I fucking hear her talk, dude. Alright, let's, on to the next one, dude. And, like, dude, all of these are just within the last 4 days, dude. Like, if I did, like, do any research on her and, like, looked up all the other shit, like, all the other VODs that she has on her channel, dude, imagine how many more times.
But it's $5 and we're on Twitch, so... It's $5 and we're on Twitch. The whole purpose of Twitch is to make money. If you think that it's anything other than that, I think you're very seriously mistaken about what this platform is about.
You're mistaken, dude. Dude, like, when you watch free YouTube videos, those people put, like, hours and hours of work into making, like, content that you're able to watch for free. You know what I mean? Like, not like you, who just sits on that and begs for money all day long. Like, that's what you do. And maybe play some games and stuff like that and, like, buy these outfits, I guess. But, like, people who put all that work into fucking YouTube videos, people, none of them ask you to give them $5 every single fucking video, you know what I mean? They don't do that shit. They get ad revenue. You know, they have Patreons and stuff like that, but those are people who want to donate. There's tons of viewers that have ad blocker on. They literally give YouTubers zero money and watch shit for free, but they still make money. It's and they're not greedy like that, you know what I mean? And there's another clip that I can't wait to show. That I'm not sure where it comes up, but it's coming up soon. We only have four more clips. Or three more clips. Okay, this is the last one of this day, or whatever, whenever this happened.
I'm unemployed, so basically all my money goes to bills and food, or I would support you. It's $5. It's really, like, no one's gonna convince me that what I'm saying is so rude, or so unacceptable, or so outrageous. It just simply isn't. It's $5. It doesn't cost you that much to sub. And it's very, very wonderful because it allows streamers to continue supporting their communities with content. That's all.
I just, like, dude, I'm at a loss for words sometimes, dude. But, like, I get it. You know what I mean? I get it that it's frustrating. Like, I get it for a small streamer, right? Like, she's already got 12 subs for the day. You know, she's already got 300 bits for the day. This is early in the stream, I'm assuming. Because I saw this video where she ended up getting 40 subs this day. She increased the maximum number to 45, then 50, then 55. So, like, she got hundreds of dollars. You know what I mean? Or, what's 50s? She got, like, fucking a shitload of money for the day. You know what I mean? And it's just... That one. It's fucking nuts.
That one! Oh my god. I like the condescending kind of, like, smirk. Yeah, I'm an unemployed, so all my money goes to bills and food, or I would sub.
It's $5. It's five. It's $5. Dude, alright, I think this one... Oh, the last one's the apology one. Okay, hang on.
Oh my. So here we have some excellent 300 IQ comments from the peanut
300
gallery.
IQ.
This conversation sucks. This is weird. Yikes. These are exquisite contributions to a very good conversation. And these people in chat who are making these comments do not appear as immature, childish cheapskates whatsoever. They're just sitting here masturbating as hard as they possibly can, as quietly as they can, because their parents are in the next room talking about how disappointed they are in them. And they're like, why would I ever pay for this when this slut's giving it away for free? You're right, buddy. You're right.
Good point. Hold on.
So I think she made argument.
Wait a minute. That's a good point. We all need to go sub right now. Yeah.
Dude, that actually is such a great point. I mean, just look at, like, Pornhub, dude. Nobody fucking subscribes to Pornhub, dude. Everybody watches that shit for free. And I love how she's also saying she just called herself a slut. Like, that's exactly what she did.
I like how, in detail, she could have just been like, oh, you're just jerking off. But no, she had to go, you're jerking off with your parents next door. She like went off on a tangent, yeah. Like, literally, like, about what your neighbor is doing. Holy fuck, dude. Every day your mom goes over there and gossips about you. How are you such a failure and you're a fucking loser? Like, holy shit, dude.
Oh, dude, yeah.
My god, man.
She's got fucking problems, dude. She's an angry soul, dude. She's upset.
300 IQ. We all need to go sub.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. A friend told me it's free right now.
Apparently, France, the France headquarters of Pornhub are giving away free memberships or free premium memberships for people who live in France. So, if you VPN your way over to France, dude, everybody can give for free.
Not that
we don't condone that.
Yeah, and not that we even know what it is.
Well, I don't even know what a VPN is.
Right.
Man, if we were sponsored by fucking NordVPN, dude, right now, whoo, this would be a perfect time. This would be such a great time to fucking lay in a sponsorship, dude. Fuck, dude. Good at transitions, dude. We need to be sponsored by somebody, dude. We can make the best fucking sponsorship videos for sure. 100%.
Dude, I don't know if this girl's, like, real or she's playing a part or she's just, like, this is actually her personality. Hold on, wait. Let's play the rest of the video. Okay.
There's only two more. And also, I kind of wanted... The reason why I set up the clips the way I did is also so that all of you can kind of see the different attire that she's wearing, right? The different types of clothing that she's wearing.
Just to prove that it was different days.
Not only that, but the last clip, I have something...
Okay.
I have something that will tie in all of that. So, just keep that in mind. Okay. So, here's the last fucked up clip.
You should be... Well, I never said if you don't have $5 for me, you should be out there working. I didn't actually say that.
She kind of said that. It's kind of what she said.
But anyways, some people work and struggle and they don't have $5 still. Yeah, for sure. For sure. And they just want to enjoy a nice relaxing stream and they don't want to have to pay for it.
That sounds like a fucking decent, like, hey, I get it. You know, some of you guys, you know, this sounds really nice. How does she finish off this clip, I wonder?
Totally fine. Absolutely fine. You're obviously not the person that I was speaking to. But you seem so self-centered that you thought I was talking specifically to you. I wasn't. I was speaking to the group, honey.
Goddamn, dude! Goddamn! You can't even say sorry, dude! You can't even say sorry in a good way. Goddamn. What a...
Holy shit, dude.
Wowzers, dude.
Gotta see how cheap France tickets are.
Okay. So, the apology. It all leads up to this. She suffered the backlash. She got fucking blown up. Everybody's mad at her. Super, super pissed. For rightfully so. Everybody should be fucking pretty pissed at what she's saying. Especially her own community. And you, again, you saw all the different outfits, right? Look at how wholesome she looks in this video. Shirt that goes all the way up to the neck. Nice skirt. Showing no leg skin. It looks... She's not wearing makeup. Like, zero makeup. She's nothing crazy with her hair. She looks just like a little... Like a church girl now. She's so sorry.
You're here right now because you've seen a clip of me. And you're very angry about what I said in that clip. And you're justified in your anger. What I said was tone deaf, insensitive, and stupid. And I recognize that. I recognize that there is no context that I can give that would excuse what I said, so I won't. I can only own what I said, and I will. The clip that you saw does not represent my true feelings. I've streamed for hundreds of hours, and I've said, support communities after you support yourself first. Subscribe if you have the disposable income to do so. But in that clip, I expressed opinions that I do not hold at all. I said things that I don't mean, and they were vile. I recognize that. What I said was wrong in any context.
Dude, so much to unpack, dude. This is like...
Dude, she's playing the part, I think, dude. She dressed up like a little... Like...
You heard her say, nobody can tell me anything to make me feel differently about my opinions, right? Like, that was three clips ago she said that. Go ahead.
I think that people... You know how people apologize when not because they feel that they've done wrong, but because they feel that that's what everyone wants to hear. They have to apologize. That's what I feel like. I feel like she honestly doesn't understand why she's getting so much hate. And like you gotta say, she probably did receive like death threats or something.
Oh,
she doesn't understand. Like, she doesn't understand why. Like, this is how like 300 IQ people are. I don't think she understands like what's wrong with all this.
I don't think she does either, dude. Like, just... Like, she so fucking... She just dug herself a hole to the point... There's nothing she could have said to get out of it. If anything, she should have just not apologized at all. I think that would have been even better, dude. Because this comes off as, like, the most fucking dishonest. Like, I hate when people say, oh, that fucking apology is so dishonest, you know, because they say it about, like, everybody, but I've seen so many different apology videos, dude, because they're cringe as fuck to watch. But this is, like, by far the worst apology video I've ever seen.
She just looks... just, like, she doesn't give a flying fuck.
Hell no, dude. She dressed the part and everything, dude. And, the thing is there's nothing that she could have said, dude, because of everything that she said previously. You know what I mean? It's like, when everybody else who has done apology videos, it's usually, like, they said one slip-up. You know what I mean? Like, they said the N-word. Or they, you know, said some derogatory term. Or, like, it was just, like, a one-off, one slip-up thing. But she covered her ass on everything. It's like, yo, what about people who don't, like, have, like, what about the coronavirus and stuff? There's a clip of her saying, like, I don't care if it's the coronavirus, fucking, you still, it's $5, just give me the money. And, she also said, like, nobody can tell me, that I'm thinking wrong. Like, this is fucking, like, she dug herself into such a deep hole. She covered every aspect of, like, any way that she could have possibly redeemed herself. She fucking cut that off in that one stream, dude. There's nothing she could have done. It's fucking nuts.
I guess Desire is right. She's the perfect example of no publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah, like, dude.
I guess she's growing, right?
I've never seen bad publicity that was bad publicity before, but this is, like, as close as we're going to get to bad publicity being bad publicity. Holy fuck. There was another clip I saw a while ago, or, like, earlier today, I guess. But I didn't save it. I didn't send it to you either. But, dude, this just nonstop, dude. I was looking through just, like, when I clicked on her clips. Like, I was like, I wonder how many more she's got. It's just these, dude. And, okay, so this is a perfect example. So you see how she's dressed in these apology clips, right? And then here's, mm-hmm. like, all the fucking different outfits that she's wearing. You can clearly see there's something different in her apology video compared to every other stream she's ever done, dude.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying. So, yeah.
Dude, that's... wow.
Yeah. This is somebody special, dude. This is it's a unique person.
I feel like anyone that says 300 IQ and doesn't say 200 IQ, because everyone knows the saying is 200 IQ.
Yeah.
I feel like if you don't, I feel like if you go above that, like, oh, you have 300 IQ, I feel like
you don't. You're not in on the joke. You know what I mean?
I feel like you have 300 IQ. You know
what I mean? Yeah,
in a bad way.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in a good way.
Yeah. But speaking of somebody unique and special, there's actually somebody who's actually unique and special and insane and a way better way to lift us up and see something fucking awesome, dude. Travis showed me this fucking dude yesterday, or like a couple days ago. His name is Rowdy Rogan, dude. This kid... you go ahead. You're the one who told me about this. Fucking you.
So check it out, dude. I found this kid, dude. Do you think you're good at Warzone? Well, you're shit. I'll show you why, dude. This is a 5-year-old kid who plays with his father, and this kid is nuts at Warzone. He's 5 years old, by the way. He's blowing up on every, like, social media.
Let's go get that money.
Because he's actually insane. Look, he's actually 5 years old. He's actually five. Playing.
And he's got a fucking controller cam now, too, just in case anybody was fucking curious if it's somebody else playing for him. He's got a camera, or a controller camera now.
There's a guy right here. Did you get him?
There we go.
Oh, I don't want to get... that music might copyright our stream, so I'm not gonna... I'm just gonna fast forward a little bit.
Yeah, then we gotta find the piggy bank.
He's nuts, dude!
One right there.
You get to see him snipe. Oh, here we go. You're about to see it.
Another one. Oh, get watch out, Rugged Cluster. Dude, coming in.
Hitting those shots, though, dude? Like, right, you guys are on the roof. This kid's 5, though. Like, we have to... Look at him.
Yeah, definitely
I got
think
laser.
Coming out
of
there,
he's adorable, dude.
Yeah, these are not good clips. The montage that I saw of him, he freaking is skydiving in the air. He drops his parachute.
Nice, let's go.
He's even saying shit like team white.
Down here, I wonder if I pick this up and that's for them. Sorry, get him, brother.
Come on. I didn't save the highlight video that you sent me.
I didn't either. What's his name? His name is Rowdy Rogan.
Rowdy Rogan, dude. Dude, the thing that blows me away is he only has 991 subscribers.
Well, that's because he's literally recently blowing up, like within the last couple of days, dude.
He's blowing up right now, so...
Yeah, guys, like literally as we speak, I guarantee you this kid is going to be like a huge streamer in like days time.
Yeah. Check him out now, so you can be like, yo, I saw him when he was nobody, he's a no-name. Dude, this kid's 5, do you know what the opportunity, dude, if I was Shroud, or Ninja, or some fucking big-ass name, like, decent player at a game, I said decent player, like, Shroud's not, like, better than decent, you know what I mean, like, a really good fucking player on a fucking gunning platform. I'd be picking this kid up, dude. Take him under your wing. You hear me, Shroud? You hear me, fucking Ninja, dude? This is publicity out the ass, dude. You pick up a 5-year-old that's banging out on Warzone and, like, crushing it, and then you guys, like, team up, dude? Fucking, dude. The subs, the fucking... Dude, you won't have to beg for subs.
So a lot of people are giving this kid and his dad shit because his dad is in the webcam. His dad has to be in the webcam, by the way. I don't know if you guys know that or not, because he is too young to stream on his own.
Yeah.
So his father has to be in his webcam.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you guys know. He doesn't... That's not... If it was up to him and his dad, they've already made a video about it, they would have it separately. But they have to have it like this because his father has to be in the webcam. So that's why a lot of times when you hear him talk, you'll hear an echo because his dad is sitting 2 feet from him because they has to.
And does, just so you guys know, does it have to be anybody over 18 or does it have to be a family member?
It has to be
a parent.
Consensual parent or something like that.
Okay. But dude, this guy's nuts, though. Like, you have to also understand, he's fucking 5. And he's killing... There are, I can't fathom the idea that there's any other 5-year-old that he's playing against on Warzone. He's killing adult people. You know what I mean? Like, adult people are playing this game.
Like, just imagine, dude, you just got done working 8 hours to get home and you get killed by a 5-year-old. Like, you're done for the night. Like, if you knew this kid killed you, you'd get off.
You're
sure,
done.
100%.
Not just for the night, dude. You're done with the game. You uninstall that shit immediately, dude.
Dude, but this kid has clips of him, like, he has a montage where he's, like, falling out of the sky, dude, and he cuts his chute, pulls in a sniper, headshots a guy, boom, and redeploys his chute. And he calls the shot, too. A 5-year-old. Call the shot. I'm gonna headshot this guy. Fucking whoop, boom, and then re-proposes the shoot. Like, dude, it's like that was the video that was like, what the fuck? So I started going to his pages, and I'm like, wait, he's actually nuts, dude.
I'm looking up a montage of him right now. See if I can find
it.
He's kind of nuts, then, huh?
Yeah, he's a good player.
What's his name? Oh, I put a U in there. Rowdy Rogan montage. Here's his hand cam video.
Yeah, dude. He'll be streaming and his dad will be asking him, hey, hey, Rogan.
Dude, he does what I do, dude. I do that when I'm playing, too. Dude! You got shit on by a 5-year-old with a sawed-off shotgun, dude. That doesn't happen every day. Dude, his aim is actually pretty nuts, too, dude.
Reload. Reload.
Dude, these are 1v1s, dude. 3-0. You just got stomped 3 times by a 5-year-old, dude. Four times in a row by a fucking dude. Just, this kid is nuts. This kid, insane, dude. And he's not even playing against his dad. Look, his dad's on a phone. It's not, that's not his dad playing. That's like another, that's a real player. It's insane, dude. So
it's awesome.
I even subscribed to him, dude. So fucking, dude, go to his channel, fucking sub to him, look him up on Twitch, dude. I know I'm going to be checking out his fucking Twitch from now on.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee this kid blows up hard, like, oh, yeah. Right now.
If he was a stock, dude, fucking invest in him, dude. I'd be investing in him hard, like, fucking, all my money, take it. Fucking.
Sean has gotten his stocks recently, yeah. So you guys know.
So like I kind of relate everything into stocks now.
It's his new thing now.
So. Dude, I just invested like fucking 350 stocks into oil, dude. It's already paying off, dude. It's already paying off. Fucking so smart, dude. Fucking, if you guys are like starting to get into stocks, dude, get into oil, man. Because that's like, they're fucking so cheap right now.
Yeah, because the dollar a barrel is negative now.
Yeah, it's like negative $35 for a barrel of oil right now. So it's like basically free stocks, dude. But yeah. That's all the subjects I got, dude. Got anything else you want to talk about today?
No, that was it, dude. That was...
Fuck it. This was a good one. I like this one. What's his Twitch? His Twitch is, I believe it's Rowdy. Yeah, twitch.tv/RowdyRogan right here. I'll post it up here. Oh, yeah, that's his YouTube channel. That's his Twitch channel for you guys. twitch.tv/RowdyRogan for those of you guys listening to the audio portion. By the way, guys, we upload our audio portions to Anchor, and then they upload it to like Spotify and like a few other locations. So if you guys ever miss our podcast and don't feel like watching the video on YouTube, then you can check it out on Spotify or Anchor, a few other locations.
And if you're not, have not subbed to our YouTube,
I should probably post it there.
Yeah, I'm fucked up right now. My screen's all messed up. Hold on.
Yeah, if you guys like don't want to watch the full podcast either, we clip it up into digestible segments on our YouTube channel. So if you only have like 5 minutes to spare, there's like a 5-minute clip of the stream on there. Multiple different clips.
Yeah, and then we cut it up into like funny stuff that happens or that we feel is funny, and we cut it up into... just segments, just to have them.
Yeah. And it's good. It's easy for you guys to watch that rather than an hour-long podcast. You know what I mean? Well, yeah. All right. Well, that's it for us, ladies and gents. My name is Mexi Sean.
And I'm Super Very Cool Guy.
And we're the opinionated
streamers.
You just did this thing again. You said you're not up against the camera. You said you had
opinionated streamers.
Goodbye, guys.
Is that good?
No, that was awful.
Let's just go.
All right, bye.